Can you now talk about the history of children's diabetes care from the early 1980s?
The history of diabetes care in children in the UK really does not stretch back very far. When I took up my appointment in 1979, there was only one other paediatrician in England called David Baum, who really was forging new ideas, publicising diabetes, writing papers on diabetes. That was in the very early 1980s, and he had a series of research lecturers who was doing research with him, and some of whom have become very famous pediatric diabetologists since then. But preceding David's work in England, Scotland was ahead of us in that there were at least two, probably more, famous paediatric diabetologists. Firstly, Jim Farquhar in Edinburgh, and then Eoghan Craig in Glasgow had set up really very good children's clinics. Jim was very involved in setting up what was called the Furbush Young People's Experiment, which is a summer camp for adolescents a bit later. But he was publishing papers in the 70s, probably the 60s, on paediatric diabetes. Eoghan Craig in Glasgow, in contrast, did not publish a great deal of work, but was running a very excellent, very sensitive to parents type of clinic for many years, and wrote this all up in a marvellous book called Childhood Diabetes in the early 1980s. And certainly on meeting Jim Farquhar on several occasions, one was very impressed indeed at the huge commitment he had made towards childhood diabetes in the late 60s and early 70s. So David Baum was really, I suppose, shall we say, my guru for childhood diabetes in the late 70s and early 80s. And he and I discussed trying to assess the services for children with diabetes. He did try a small questionnaire survey, I think it was in 1984, but the response rate was not very great. So in 1988, following a great deal of discussion and planning, we did do our first survey of paediatric services in the UK and distributed quite extensive questionnaires through the British Paediatric Association and the BDA, and got a huge response rate. It was, I think it was 93% of paediatricians responded to this. And so we did get an idea of how many clinics there were, what sort of services were being provided, and a description of the type of standards that were being looked at in paediatric diabetes. And I have to say that the standards were not terribly high, and we published this paper and subsequently other papers showing how the services within paediatric diabetes were changing over subsequent decades.